And get started. With that, I'll call the Royal Municipal Utilities Commission meeting to order today on Monday, June 24 at 11:45 a.m. And at the moment, we don't have our secretary here, so could I look for a volunteer that would be secretary for today's meeting? Okay, I guess Stuart, somebody really hard, so we volunteer. Maybe he'll be here because we haven't officially heard, but would you mind?
I would gladly take that.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Justin Mattern. Then we move on to any changes to our agenda that was sent out. Hearing none, the agenda stands as presented, and then we'll move on to our consent agenda, which consists of our June 10 meeting minutes and then our bill payment listing. So I'll look for a resolution to accept the consent agenda.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Motion to accept the consent agenda. The resolution to accept the consent agenda has been made and second. And is there any comments or questions from anyone on the bills or the minutes reflect our meeting?
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Two comments in addition to what's highlighted. On the bottom of the first page, we have an additional. That's the City of Wilmer for water main replacement. They always install. That would be 2018 replacements, not this year's, but last year's. We're always lagging a year. So you can see that, $74,000. I don't know, Joel, was that all of it, or is there one more project that we need to be invoiced for last year?
Already built this for 19th Street Northwest.
Okay. So this should be the last one from the city. Okay. Thank you, Joel. And then on page 5, I believe it is. Yes. On page 5, our annual premium for liability insurance and our Star Risk, StarTech, for $296,000.
Okay.
That's not a capital. That's just an annual payment.
Okay. Hearing none, any other questions, comments, concerns on any of the bills? Look for roll call, please, Beth.
Certainly. Commissioner Weber?
Aye.
DeBleek?
Aye.
McDonald?
Aye.
Lahmer?
Aye.
Mattern?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you, Beth. Thank you, Commissioners. And we'll go on to our monthly financial review as presented by our Director of Finance, Denise Runge. Let's take it away.
Now,
Madam Chair.
What did I forget in between there?
The minutes. Approval of minutes. We approved the bills. Approval of minutes.
Oh, I just took it as one.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
As both items on the consent agenda. Don't we usually do it that way? Gotta ask now.
I don't know. I'm probably confused.
Yes.
We do it as all. We have the questions, but it's all one acceptance of the consent agenda. Okay, then we'll check with Mr. Scott to make sure he's listening to us today. Is there any reason that they need to be separate, Mr. Scott, for our minutes and payment of bills, or can we be just, since we're both on the consent agenda, approved as one motion?
Madam Chair, no, they are accurately identified as items under the consent agenda, so my view is when you approve the consent agenda by resolution, you're approving both the minutes and the bills.
Okay. Thank you. And I may be at them separate, I can't even all of a sudden remember on it. But. All right. Now it's your turn, Denise.
Thank you. We will start with the electric financial statements. On the electric division, in the yellow on the top is the revenue. We are $934,327 ahead of last year at this point in the year. Moving down to the middle section, the expenses in the orange, we are $222,909 below expenses of last year. And the overall margins in the green on the bottom are $1.3 million ahead of last year at this point in the year in our margins on the electric division. Moving on to the water division, revenues were about $178,000 ahead of last year. In the orange are the expenses. We're about just under $16,000 ahead on expenses this year as well. Overall margins were $173,000 ahead of last year on the water. Taking a look at the heating division, $177,000 below last year on the revenue, $11,000 less on the expenses, and overall margins, $158,000 behind last year at this point in the year on the heating division. Our overall financial statement, revenues about $934,000 ahead of last year. Expenses were down $218,000 versus last year. And again, overall margins, $1.324 million ahead of last year. Moving on to the investments, you'll see our year-to-date yield, average year-to-date yield is 1.31%. Our comparative benchmark, the BARCAP Government Credit Board, 3.11. You'll see that discrepancy kind of expanded again this month, and so I did question a little more what's in that BARCAP fund. Basically, that BARCAP fund is made up of more long-term investments, the 5 to 10 years. The majority of our investments are more short-term in the 2 to 3 year range, so I'm going to be looking at some additional indicators that we can basically utilize to help compare something more relative to what we have as far as the short term. So we'll list probably 2 or 3 different benchmarks and then fall within those. But that's the difference for that big gap that we see is that 5 to 10 year at this point in the year is doing substantially better than the short term. And so it is increasing that difference that we're seeing there. Are there any questions on the financials or the investments?
Thank you for pointing that out, because I did have a question on that that part, what was going on there. So thank you for that detail, Ms. Romney. Any questions from anyone else at this time? Okay, thank you for your report. And then we'll go on to Commissioner DeBake was to the APPA National Conference in Austin, Texas, and he's going to give us a little report on that.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This first of all, I'd like to thank for the opportunity to attend the conference. It was very interesting. The weather was great in Austin, so below 90 most days in the community. So, the conference was very good. Had a lot of good speakers. I know we had Mark McKinnon, who is a political advisor and has worked on several of the presidential campaigns. He was had a lot of good information. You know, he says if you tell people something often enough, it'll become the truth and they'll believe it. He also said interesting. He said the attention span of a goldfish is 9 seconds. The average attention span of the millennial is 7 seconds. So if you want to get something out there, you got to do it in 4 words or less. And then another point he made was, who does these studies or whatever, but he said to survey and ask most customers. This is like 65 or 70% of them. Ask them where their electricity comes from, and they'll say the wall. They have no idea where their power comes from. They think it's just plug it into the wall and it's there. So, coming, you're going to see a lot of increase in technologies and use of renewable sources. So, another speaker that was there, went to was a Jennifer Goldbeck. She's dealing with studies of artificial intelligence, and she's a professor at the University of Maryland. She had worked for Cambridge Analytical. I think that was in the news quite heavily a couple years ago. And she talked about what data and what companies are doing with the data that they're collecting on you. So it just boggles the mind as far as she came and get into what they're all doing. They take the data, And it's, you agree to give them the data through various internet apps that you just, you know, if you accept an app, and you agree to all this stuff that they can do with your data. They'll start sending you advertisements. You ever wonder why you go look at a website? Just browsing, and all of a sudden, all these apps start popping up. Buy this, buy that. So that's what they're doing to market things to you. And sometimes with the phone, it's just unreal what they can, what they're doing. So I guess so. Alexa, says the microphones are turned on. They'll record everything that's coming across on the Alexa, even when you're not using it, which I don't know. But she says the first court case coming up where Alexa recorded the murder of a spouse. And they're using the recorded information that came across that they saved from Alexa. So careful what you say if you've got one of those.
It says
if you're, they'll record and key on certain words if you plan a vacation someplace, you'll all of a sudden start getting flyers about vacation in this area. So so it kind of made you want to go out on the sidewalk and smash your cell phone after she got done talking. I don't know. We heard from Doris Goodwin. She's a presidential historian. She's published several books on and followed the presidents pretty much over the last five decades. She had a lot of good comments about on President Lincoln. She's worked with the Bushes. She's been with, she was in the White House with the Johnsons, and had a lot of insight as far as those presidents go. So then breakout sessions attended various breakout sessions, you know, refreshing tomorrow's customers. You need to tell your story. Need to get out and make sure your customers know what you do and what we are about. Changes in the technology, you've got the energy storage, battery technologies are improving immensely, and we're seeing a lot of they're talking the 100% renewables is not that far away, with the solar, wind, and then with the solar, with the storage of the solar, I think battery technologies has really come along in the last few years, and I think it's starting to become more practical. Movement away from the coal, natural gas, diesel, and also, I don't know, small nuclear, that is supposedly a renewable resource, but it's out there, and they're talking that you can putting out some of these small nuclear generators, like 50K, are a possibility. So, and electric cars, electric vehicles are a big thing coming. Should get into look at having charging stations and marketing those. With the charging stations, had a chance to have a big expo with a lot of vendors and the like there. They had a chance to meet with several of them and talk to several of the vendors, which is always good to do. Attended a session on board practices and board memberships, and we should have a few points from that. Was should be doing 360 reviews on on what the board is doing and what our goals and action items are. We need to have a plan as we go forward, and need to set clear performance rules. And the other big item is board members should stay current on the best practices, and the board is the governance and not individuals. So as an individual member of the board, you don't have a whole lot. You need to act as a board. I guess Austin is an interesting town. Their main claim to fame is keep Austin weird. There's a lot of different kind of things you see down there. A lot of good restaurants and a lot of bands and music centers. So, but one of the main events that happens just about every night, and it was just a couple blocks from our hotel, was to go down under the Constitution Street Bridge and watch the bats fly out. They claim to have a bat colony there that is the largest in the world, with 1.5 to, they say 1.5 to 2 million bats in this colony. So a lot of people line the bridge and watch the bats come out every night. So with that, made it an interesting trip. So thank you.
Thank you, Bruce, and I can understand why you have a cowboy hat now, right? The one question on that lady with the National Artificial Intelligence and stuff, and she talked about all that phones can do. When are they going to do something about the robocalls on phones? Did she allude to that at all? That would be a major thing. Mm-hmm. Thank you again, Bruce. That was an excellent report.
Thank you.
On that, and thank you for attending that. Then we'll go on to our Missouri River Energy Services monthly board meeting update. And I'll turn that over to our general manager, Mr. Heron.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. Before we move on to the video on the written document that Missouri River sent out, if you look at item number 6 on there, it has to do with our RCA agreements, which is our capacity agreements for our present generation. The board has offered staff to work with different communities that are in the MISO footprint for added capacity, which kind of rolls into our desire to have additional generation here in the community. So that was one of our questions. With Missouri River, do they need more, and will they extend our capacity agreement out? So they started the process at on Missouri River level. So what's that? Mike, if we could have you start the video, please.
Thank you.
Welcome to our report on the May and June meetings of the Missouri River and Western Minnesota Boards of Directors. The May meeting took place following Missouri River's annual meeting and involved just a couple of major actions. First, Missouri River's board elected its officers for the next year. Those officers are Chair Harold Steele of Sioux Center, Iowa, First Vice Chair Don Johnston of Flanders, South Dakota, Second Vice Chair Bill Schwant of Moorhead, Minnesota, Third Vice Chair Jim Boy of Rock Rapids, Iowa, Fourth Vice Chair Dave Shalkoff of Valley City, North Dakota, and Secretary Treasurer Brad Rose of Marshall, Minnesota. The board also accepted the report on the 2019 Member Satisfaction Survey. That survey showed that 100% of members are satisfied or very satisfied with the overall value of their membership. At the June meeting, the boards reviewed a draft layout of a remodel of the Missouri River headquarters building. Missouri River's board recommended that the Western Minnesota Board authorize staff to work with Architecture Incorporated to move forward with developing detailed design specifications for construction to begin later this year. Next, the board completed its annual ethics training under the direction of General Counsel and Legal Director Dan Harlan. The board then heard a presentation from staff concerning the pros and cons of installing behind-the-meter generation, or BTMG, such as solar generation in member communities. Behind-the-meter refers to generation that is on the member side of the town gate or wholesale meter. Reduced normal load from solar generation reduces external generation needs, market energy purchases, and losses. However, the economics are not favorable for a project at this time. As the cost of solar generation comes down, larger solar sites could become cost-effective. Missouri River will continue to monitor solar costs and analyze the cost-effectiveness of solar installations in member communities. No action was requested or taken on this topic. Next, the board reviewed the MidContinent Independent System Operator, or MISO, member capacity fee calculation for 2020. Based on low capacity costs in MISO and good prices for capacity sales in the Southwest Power Pool, the fee for 2020 will be zero, just as it was in 2019. The next two items dealt with resource capacity agreements, or RCAs. Missouri River currently has RCAs with 18 of our members that give Missouri River the right to those members' existing, locally owned, generating capacity, which in turn helps us meet capacity requirements in MISO and the Southwest Power Pool. The board approved offering extensions to these RCAs to the year 2040. Because Missouri River is short on capacity in the MISO market, the board authorized staff to offer RCAs to members in the MISO footprint for newly installed capacity. The board's personnel committee approved proposed updates to several of the organization's personnel policies pertaining to personnel committee and management responsibilities. The whole board accepted the recommendation and is expected to act on these proposals at its July meeting. Thank you for watching and remember to join us again next month.
Okay, thank you. Any comments that you want to share with us? Okay. And then we'll move on to our general manager's report from our general manager, Mr. Heron.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In your packet, at the request of the commission, is a mid-year update on the goals that have been set for the utility slash myself. I don't know if you want me to go through each one of them or if you just want me to field questions.
I think maybe a brief statement on them would be good, because some of them are that's completed or ongoing. If you want to make any additional comment, but just a brief statement on going down the list, I think would.
Okay.
Because a lot you've done the work, so we might as well, you know, hear a little bit from you on that.
Sure. Hope staff is making good progress on the projects or the goals that have been identified. As we run down on the GIS project, there's been a lot of work on it, the project's on hold. But now we're running into somewhat of a challenge on our GIS project because we're a multiple utility entity, and most of the GIS software programs that we looked at either cater to water and wastewater or they cater to electric, where we're trying to incorporate both. So it's taking a little bit more work on staff's side, our side here, to try and find a solution that we can incorporate both electric and water into one program. Staffing, that's ongoing. Retain enough staff through district heat decommissioning. That's July 1st, so a year from today, basically. We're making good progress there with the transition over. However, the work that's going to be required will go beyond July of 2020 with a removal of the equipment that's out there in the systems and in everybody's facilities. So, Pram substation, wastewater treatment plant. The planning committee, as you recall, last meeting recommended that be put on hold for a couple years. So that is tabled until we see additional growth and or water quality concerns come up. Pram substation, hopefully that's going to be online here before the end of the month. Generation, we're in the process of analyzing that further. Earlier this year, we had looked at 26, 28 megawatts, something like that it was. That wasn't feasible. Now we're studying 10. We'll be having another meeting shortly here with the planning committee to talk about progress that we're making there and the costs that are being associated with moving forward. Building project that was put on hold, low priority. Strategic plan identifies us maybe starting to look at potential land purchases at the end of this year. keep up with industry trends. I only have one listed there, but actually I was at two conferences, the APPA as well as the MMUA Legislative Conference. Strategic plan update, that's well underway. As the commission's aware of, they've been very involved in that process. We have our initiatives identified. Now we're working on prioritizing those initiatives as well as developing tasks. There's a labor committee is addressing the strategic plan that is forthcoming here. We have a date set for that. Capital improvement projects, staff is on that. We kind of started with a slow summer, a little bit on the electric side. Water's making good progress at it, but we had locate challenges with CenturyLink, not having locators available to keep up. So not just here in Wilmer, but basically across the state. It's been a slow start for the construction season. But I believe CenturyLink is well staffed and they're keeping up with locates now. So I know our projects are well underway. Continue to implement NIST modules. We're always looking at that. That's somewhat on customer service side as well. So we're always looking at what we can do there, both inside and outside, to take advantage of those programs. Our LCM, our load control modules, we're in progress there. Our contract with our contractor is to have them all installed by the end of December, and I would say the progress that he is making, we will achieve that. Energy programs transition to Missouri River. For the most part, our contracts are all in place. June 1st, Missouri River started with our scheduling and providing all our additional power outside of our contracts. Promote safety ongoing, as you can see by the board there. We are 933 days running, as last updated there. It was probably about a week ago. Sale of excess property. The commission gave us a directive here a couple weeks ago, or meeting ago, that we should hang on to our property until we can further study the need for the different parcels of property that were reviewed. Working with downtown street development, Kevin's had a lot of time in with the city trying to figure out what type of downtown street lighting we should move forward with. So hopefully by the year end we'll have a better idea regarding that. Council updates, just before we came into the meeting here, Michelle and myself reviewed the council update with Carol. She'll be reviewing the listing and it'll be in front of the commission next meeting for approval to move forward with providing that information to the council, as both at utility level we have going on, MMUA and APPA. So look for that in your packet next meeting. And then the last item was financial cost containment. How do we compare benchmarking? We had those benchmarking items in the audit. We expanded that at the request of the commission. Again, labor, we talked about that a little bit earlier, but that's ongoing, assessing our needs. And then the rate study, commission approved that last meeting, and that actually is rolled out, and we're hoping to have that back in front of the commission here in August. So, and a couple miscellaneous notes on the bottom of the sheet that were not part of the goals, but our tasks that are kind of ongoing. In the meter department, with the restructuring there, restructuring with our customer service representatives. We received our sales tax refund of $77,000. As we go forward, we're anticipating that that is hopefully the last sales tax refund that we have to apply for. We might have a few miscellaneous items, but by statute, we're able to file forms that prohibits us of paying sales tax, but gives us the option of not to have to pay the sales tax up front and reapply for it. So Denise and Kevin pretty much have gone through all our vendors and Gwen, and those forms have all been submitted. So, but exceptional, maybe some small ones we might have to apply, but as we go forward here, we pay very little sales tax anymore. So, and then streamlining of inventory, and that's in progress. That's something that's not on there, but we see an added value. We're working with border states to try and streamline our inventory that we have. So, any questions?
Any questions? Thank you.
John, Chair, the Priam substation, so that's ready to go on before the end of the month, so it's basically complete.
Yeah, it's I have it stated as completed. Actually, it was supposed to be in service last week, but we ran into some complications, so it's scheduled to go online this week. So,
Okay. Is that, as far as ability to tour or visit that site, sometime, you're going to put it on the fall?
We will include the Pram substation site in our fall commission tour. So, unless the commission prefers a different time for that, but we'd have that included in that tour.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner DeBleek.
Okay, and to that end, I just would like to extend our gratitude, thank you to the staff for all the work that they did to get that project completed that we can share with one another. And just as part of our annual meeting, a notation that that our projects have been completed on that.
Shall do, Madam Chair.
Okay, any other comments or questions from anyone? Again, thank you, John, for that update. I think that it's kind of like we update the city council. It's good to update the commission on what's going on. I think, we hear about it every week, but sometimes when it's all linked together, we enhance our understanding of the process here. Okay, since I skipped one, do you have to go right into report? Now I'll let you go into the rest of your report, John.
All right, thanks, Madam Chair. The first item on there is to inform the commission that the union is proceeding with arbitration/mediation of the water department grievance on the seniority issue with the hiring. Strategic plan I just talked about, I misstated. I said we had a meeting set up. There'll be a meeting coming. It'll be pushed out shortly there, so the Labor Committee can be looking for that invite. Labor Committee meeting Monday, July 1st, to talk about the renewable energy, the RECs, renewable and carbon-free. Our survey results, I'm not sure what that looks like yet. Michelle and I just talked about it briefly this morning. But we have a meeting set up as a reminder to the commission that we have to let Missouri River know by August 1st, how many RECs that we're interested in for our customers here. And we have a Labor Committee meeting set up for August 1st. Dave Berg will be here to go through our electric and rate study, and the study will be moved forward to the commission as a whole after the Labor Committee meeting. And then the Planning Committee meeting is set for August 7th to review the budgets. So the summer is moving. We're talking August already. And then future Labor Committee meetings will consist of a succession plan and a strategic plan. So, and then also our generation study analysis. There will be a meeting set up shortly here. We're working on a presentation right now for the Planning Committee to give them an update on what we're learning as we move forward with our 10 megawatts of generation that staff is working on. Any questions?
Commissioners, any questions at this time?
Two off agenda items, Madam Chair, if I may have the floor for just a bit yet. Expense reports when the commission is at a conference or you have expenses that you want to be reimbursed for, keep in mind that with the agendas going out on Thursday evening, accounts payable gets closed out on Tuesday. So anybody has expense reports, please have them in by Tuesday of the week before so we can get reimbursed here at the meetings. And then we also received notice from XL Energy here just on the last day that they are going to be doing power line, transmission line inspections on their lines with a drone. So if you see a drone hovering over lines in the area, it's going to take place between July and August. That's XL doing their inspection on their transmission line. So thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. Well, I'm going to look for them now that I know that they're going to be out there. Thank you. Thank you. And as listed below there, you'll see that the dates of upcoming meetings and then our initiatives in front of us each time. So as we go forward, and as Manager Heron said, we will hear more details on that in the next couple of meetings. So anything else to come before the commission this morning, or this noontime, I should say, slip right into afternoon. Anything else to come before the commission? Hearing none, meeting is adjourned.